Nebraska Extension Almanac.
You might be considering to trade corn stalks for manure or just outright pay for both products. But UNL's Animal Manure Management Project Coordinator Leslie Johnson says it might make better sense to do some trading. She says there are issues to consider if you're making sure the trade is fair.
Well, the first thing that most people think about is those fertilizer nutrients that are coming off of the field with those residues. And that's why a lot of times you do hear about manure going back, because they're thinking about trading that fertilizer value for even. That's not always the way you want it to go. The other thing to really think about when you're taking residues off is that not only are you taking nutrients off, you're taking organic matter off, which protects the soil. That residue protects the soil from erosion and wind, and it collects moisture. So particularly this year has been really dry, and so we want to capture as much moisture as we can. And so when the snow blows across, if we don't have that residue there to hold it, we are potentially missing out on a lot of moisture that comes with that snow as that snow does melt because it's been captured on our fields. The first thing you want to do is make sure you know what nutrients you're taking off of there. So when you do that residue, just like you would do a hay sample, you go and get yourself a sample of that residue and have it analyzed for those fertilizer nutrients so that you know what's in that residue and you're actually have taken off. You can get some estimates. There's some book values that you can use, just like we use for manure. We use some book values, but then take that actual sample so you know, and you can back calculate what actually did change hands. But when you're setting that value, again, you can use book values because you may not have your samples back to know for sure what the exact numbers are. But you use primarily the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium to set your values. But if you know that your soil might be deficient in sulfur, that might be another one to look at. Same with some of the micronutrients that you might be taking off. And that goes for both the manure and the corn stalks that you're taking off. So figure out how much of that nutrient there is, and then figure out what that nutrient is worth for a fertilizer. If you were to have to replace that with fertilizer, what is that value? And then compare that to the amount of manure that you're going to receive. And it might be that the trade comes down to, hey, I know that there's this amount of nutrients in my residues. I need a little bit more manure to offset that. And I need you to apply, instead of 10 tons per acre, we're going to put on 12 tons per acre because that's going to be more sufficient. Or you might say, I just want to cut back on the amount of residue, and we want to make sure that we leave a certain amount of residue, which can be done as well. You need to just work with your person that's running the rake and the equipment and that kind of thing to make sure that we're not taking off too much residue at that point. I mentioned moisture because it's the one that we think of most frequently, especially after a drought. But the reality is that organic matter that is there feeds our microbial life. And while manure has its own microbial life that we put back, that organic matter serves as a place for those bacteria to live, as well as in the soil, of course. It serves as food for those bacteria. So we're taking away some of that. So you could potentially be impacting your soil health, that biological system that is happening below the surface that we often forget about can be really impacted by reducing that residue, and then vice versa with adding manure.
Today's program was a portion taken from a recent Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.